Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's another Jubal phone prank.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello.
Hey there. It's a great day at Visa. My name is Pete Eakins, and I'm looking for Dan.
Yeah, you got him.
Hey, Dan, how are you doing this beautiful day?
Not great.
Oh.
Not great. Okay. I've been getting the runaround from you people. I was on hold for an hour yesterday. You guys just disconnected the call, wasting my whole afternoon. Maybe you can help me.
So sorry about that. You did email yesterday, too, that you were not happy with your customer service experience yesterday.
Yeah, not happy. Okay. Not happy to waste my entire day.
Well, you're in good hands right now. We'll get to the bottom of your issue. So what is the situation? What did you need our help with?
I need a car loan. Mm-hmm. And apparently there was some kind of ding on my credit. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't tell me why the loan wasn't
Yep. I'm all ears.
Oh, okay. So it wouldn't tell me what. Could you please stop doing that? Can I just talk?
Were you not talking, sir? I'm just listening to you.
Okay. So my loan is not approved, and I need to know why.
Okay. The connection is just fine. Is it breaking up over there where you're at?
No,
because I can hear loud and clear. Yeah, if you sound like you're feeling the need to get a little louder, like if I can't hear, I can hear you great. I'm really good at active listening.
You won't let me get a word out. That's why I need to talk louder, because you keep mmming me.
Oh, okay, yes. Sometimes my active listening does kind of sound like I'm not paying attention. I'll try to do a better job of that.
Sounds completely fake, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Could you just actually listen to my problem?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. So what was the issue?
Okay, holy shit. I need to know why this loan wasn't approved. I need this loan. I need this car for my job.
Okay. Well, then let me pull up your account and I will see what was going on. So you said you were buying a car, something with us dinged your credit. That's what you were saying?
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Well, let me just look here at your account. Oh, here's what it is. I found it. So it looks like back in February, you made a payment on your account that was 2 days before the due date.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, we had to report you for an almost late payment.
What?
Yes, an almost late payment, because it was real close to the date there for when it had to be paid. So
that's not a thing!
Yes, it is. If you make a payment within 5 days, we'd have to report you for an almost late payment. Unfortunately, it was almost late. You know.
What the f***? You guys are getting stewed. Are you kidding me? An almost late payment.
Yes.
Where does it say that? Where does it say that on your site? Where the f*** does it say that?
You know, it was very close to the due date, and I feel like you know.
2 days!
Right, 2 days before it was due. Yeah, so almost.
Early! 2 days early!
Early payment would be if it's.
Early payment is before the due date!
Well, 2 days is kind of pretty close there, so it sounds like you're not very happy with our policy on that. You really should be a little more financially responsible and not make payments so close to when they're due, because they're almost late at that point. Yeah, it's almost late at that point.
Who the f*** do you think you are?
Well, my name is P. Deakins, and
Move me up. I want to... Who's your boss? Put me on with your boss.
Okay.
Well, Escalate. Now!
He's probably just going to tell you the same thing that I just told you about the almost late payment stuff.
Move me up. I'm done with you. Move me up. You are the most unprofessional person I have ever talked to. Stop active listening and put me on with your boss.
Okay. Well, I cannot do that, unfortunately, because this is actually Jubal from The Jubal Show doing a phone prank on you, and your brother Jake set you up.
What?
It's a joke. He said you were venting to him about the credit card situation you had the other day and he wanted to mess with you.
Oh my God, I'm going to kill him. Oh, I'm sorry. I got so angry at
That's
you.
I would have felt so the sorry. Same way.
Oh my God.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone pranks.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.